production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everyone. Happy Monday at 6 o'clock. Happy Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. And it is time, yes indeed, for our end of the year program. 2024 is coming to an end, actually in about a month and a half, but NASCAR-ly, it is ended last week. But yet, Sean and I return today to bring you the much anticipated annual end of year program. That's right. We're going to talk about that. We'll recap all the top stories. We're going to have some special guests. We've got a special in studio guest. And of course, later on in the program, Sean will present the Shawnee Awards, which are kind of our end of the year awards that we hand out all along NASCAR. Very prestigious stuff. So you know what? It ought to be a good time. We had a great year. Joey Logano's walking off with yet another trophy. Denny Hamlin continues to be the best driver to never win a championship. And let's see. And Ryan Blaney, at least for a little while, is still a single guy. But I don't think for long. I think he's got a fiance now. So lots to get to. And we're going to do it this hour here on Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I'm here each and every Monday at 6, the reason you tune in, it is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here.
How you doing, friend?
I am...
Are you jazzed? Are you all excited?
You know, this is sort of bittersweet. I'd love doing this show. I think you and I both feel the same way.
We're not going away forever, are we?
No. What I mean by bittersweet is, you know, we're usually ready come November to take a little break and really get even deeper into football and, you know, have a nice little vacation from NASCAR. But by the time we get to New Year's, we start thinking Daytona. We start thinking the season. We start seeing those promos on TV for the Daytona 500 on Fox. And then by January, man, I'm ready to get back at it. I'm ready to get that horsepower going and start getting ready for the duels and the Daytona 500 and the Clash. And this next year, we're headed to a new location in the Clash. We're headed to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
That'll be cool.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And so, yeah, you know, it is. That's why I say it's bittersweet. It's a wrong choice of words. But, man, it's been a great season, a great year.
It has been a great season. And like I mentioned, this is, you know, many times this kind of, you know, October seems to be the new best month in all of sports, because you've got baseball a lot of times is in the World Series. NASCAR is in the playoffs. Meaningful football games are being played just about every weekend.
Go Dogs, by the way.
Go Dogs. Oh, man, they did. They look great in the second half against the Vols. You've got, you know, for basketball fans, basketball starting, actually the season kicks off. There's no golf. I think that's about the only sport that doesn't have anything going on. I think there's hockey, quite frankly. So it just seems like so much is going on, so much important. And then now football is really going to crank, and the playoffs are not far down. The bowl season, where we get the new year of the playoffs and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It is nice to have a break from NASCAR. And then after the first of the year, like you said, you start new year, all that good stuff. About the time that New Year's resolution wears off, you know, into January, early February, you start looking around going, hey, wait a minute, what's going on in Daytona? And then, oh, wait, I forgot about that sponsor. Oh, yeah, he's driving for him now. Oh, yeah, what is this? Yeah. Ooh, what did he say? And boom, here we go again.
It's always those promos of the Daytona 500 on Fox during NFL games in December and January, especially January, that kind of get me jazzed up, you know, in the middle of the football or the latter part of the football season. But yeah, it's been a great 2024. A little bit later in the program, coming up in the next segment, we've got the voice of NASCAR, MRN Radio's Alex Hayden is going to be joining us. So we're going to catch up with Alex and get his thoughts and opinion on a few various topics before. But before we start talking more NASCAR, did you have a good weekend?
Oh, always.
Anything fun? Anything you'd like to share?
You know what? We went to Nashville Friday.
Oh, wow.
And stayed
in. Man, that's become an expensive city.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. I had a full-on old man moment this weekend. In fact, my daughter started calling me Mr. Grinch. That's how upset I got.
Wow.
Anyway, went to Opryland and did stay the night there and went
to the Opryland Hotel.
With the Opryland Hotel.
Man, now you are getting out the wallet.
Went to the it's called Ice, but it's basically a giant ice sculpture thing. And then we ran around and just did cool family stuff and then came back, made it back home in time for Mass Saturday. Still looked around, didn't see.
You know, I was waiting on your text. I didn't think
family
you were going.
Pictures yesterday. You know, I had to get all gussied up
for the Orr Christmas cards.
For the, you know, the from the Orr house to your house family Christmas every year. So,
well, good
you know,
deal.
You get dressed up, and then we went to it was a Christmas tree farm, and so you're standing around with all these Christmas trees, and you're trying to look like it's so funny. It's like. You get all dressed up, but yet you want the pictures to be casual looking. So you're like, oh, my family and I wore our best attire to just have a nice little jaunt through this forest.
We just stopped by.
And we happened about a photographer. What do you know? You know, but no, had a good time all the way around. Good family fun weekend.
Did the Opryland Hotel have all their Christmas decorations up?
Oh, yeah. Listen, gorgeous, beautiful, first rate, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
What I got upset about was... This constant nickel and diming that's going on now,
mm-hmm.
and it's no longer nickel and diming. It's $30 and $40 every time you turn around.
Yeah.
And so you're doing things, and you know they're going to cost, but it's just
you know
like,
what that's called? That's called Bidenomics.
I don't think that's just... that's good old capitalism is what that is. But anyway.
I couldn't resist.
So I'm sitting there, and finally we, you know, do all this stuff, and it's like every time you turn around, it's just, you know, their hands out, except it's, you know, scan this, scan that. Well, I'm just like, just charge me up front and let me do whatever.
Yeah.
Quit trying to hit me at every point. And finally we go to decorate cookies, right? We're going to sit down as a family and decorate cookies. We walk up to the booth. Of course, it'll be $35 because everything is. And I'm thinking some nice old lady, you know, dressed in some Christmas outfit is going to walk out and hand us a tray of brand new gingerbread cookies. And there'll be a decorating station and everyone's going to have chocolate, you know, hot chocolate, whatever. No, she turns around, hands us a box, the same kind you can get at any Food City or Dollar General out there, of prepackaged cookies and prepackaged icing. And just hands it to us and says, okay, y'all can sit over there. I'm like, well, I can get this at the Publix. Well, like literally same brand, same everything. I even had to take it back because half the snowmen's heads were cut off. I'm like, can I get one with like intact snowmen? And anybody that's ever tasted those things, it's basically cardboard and toothpaste. I mean, it's not great. And I'm like, we just paid $35. And so I was complaining about it. And, my wife and daughter started calling me Mr. Grinch.
Yeah.
Now, Sean, you know me. I have zero problem spending money.
But
this was just ridiculous.
It seems like the Opryland Mall or Hotel or whatever it's called used to be known for it being a big Build-A-Bear location. But back before it really got into all the malls.
Yeah.
Did y'all Build-A-Bear or anything?
There was
like
a
that?
Build-A-Bear, and thank God we didn't go to that.
Because that
one.
Place, I understand, can get expensive.
Good God. Yeah. They had one set up by Ice, and there's bears you can stuff there. They're giant, but they're like $150.
Put on the Christmas sweaters and all like, that kind of stuff.
So anyway, it was fun, but it's like, you know, well, I just want to go. So what did my room get me really, other than a place to sleep? Nothing. You know, all this money for this
room.
Got
you a nice, you know, invoice or receipt.
I mean,
with zeros.
you know, you're to stay the night there now, you're $500 in and you ain't done nothing.
Yeah, I tell you, Nashville's gotten expensive.
That's why you don't ever go there.
I don't. I go to Atlanta instead.
If I had your money, I'd throw mine away.
Well, I know. I'm still cheap, though. You know, they don't have a Papacitas in Nashville either.
That's right. They can't get that bacon right for him.
I know. That's why I don't go to Nashville. But anyway, I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was a good time.
How did the Oklahoma State Cowboys do?
Bulldogs
won, by the way.
For the first time in a long time, we didn't lose this weekend.
Because y'all didn't play.
Did not play.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was happy for it.
Well, that Georgia-Tennessee game, it was a good game. And thankfully, the Dogs won 8 years in a row. And there was a lot of good games over the weekend. And, of course, you can catch all that information about SEC college football right here on Rock 105. Join us each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Jim Gum and myself, Sean Whitfield, we're going to get you ready for your SEC college football game day, 9 a.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. Well, we are going to talk about a variety of topics today.
Would you like to
obviously,
would you like to introduce our special in-studio guest?
I was wondering when you were going to do that.
Well, I was going to give you the honors.
Well, since you're the captain of the ship, I'll let you introduce
it. When did that happen? So do you have an official title yet, or are you just former producer? Current,
you got to give him a new title because he's never had a title here on the show.
Well, but I'm trying to think of it. Anyway, it's our buddy Jason Staney. Welcome into the program, good friend.
Thank you.
Good to have you. You're like a blister. You show up when the work's done. The season's over. Thanks for being here.
Always happy to come back and ruin it.
And he's in uniform.
I tell you,
Stuart Haas.
You guys both wore baby blue today.
And he's Stuart Haas sweatshirt and a Trackhouse Racing cap.
And just like Stuart Haas, he's out of work right now. So that really works.
About as ironic as it gets, you know?
I don't know. I think he's a converted Trackhouse man now. So Trackhouse is you know, one of my favorite teams in the sport. So I'm kind of digging that. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Well, thanks for coming in and just proving that you truly have nothing better to do and hanging out with us for a little while, Jason.
And the thing about Jason that I have come to understand and admire is this guy is a diehard NASCAR fan. He watches the Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and Cup, all three, religiously each and every weekend, and can tell you just about anything you want to know about all three, especially the Truck Series and Xfinity Series. And you've been a fan, NASCAR fan, for how long, Jason?
Oh, geez.
4 or 5 years?
Probably like 2018, I think.
2018, yeah. Okay.
Full on turning left now. Used to like turning right and left. But
and you don't miss a beat in any of the three series.
Not usually. Yeah. I mean, ARCA, I kind of skip out on here and there. But, you know, anything that turns, has the motor, I'm into it.
Gotcha.
So this time of year for y'all that like football is great. For me, it sucks.
I bet. All right. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us today. And, of course, we are presented by OptimizeU. You can find them online at OptimizeUCenters.com. If you're starting to feel a little fatigue, low sex drive, wanting some more energy, your hormones may be out of balance, and you can get optimized at OptimizeU. Check them out online for more information. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Alex Hayden from MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR, and we're going to catch up with him here on our final show of the 2024 season. We got a lot more to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for OptimizeU. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At OptimizeU, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, at least each and every Monday up until now. It's the final Monday of the year. The 2024 season is over, and so are we, at least until February of 2025. We'll be returning just in time to get you ready for next season's NASCAR action. And you know, Sean, something we like to do each and every year about this time, the Shawnee Awards, which we'll get to in a little bit, kind of a recap of what all is going on. But, you know, I guess sort of as a gift to all the listeners, we'd like to bring on a guy that knows a thing or two that actually does this for a living and get his thoughts on the whole year.
And is far better at it than we are. And that is none other than Alex Hayden, from MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR. Hello, Alex.
Hey, good evening. Thank you guys for having me on. That's awful kind of you to say, and what a nice introduction. I need a copy of that so I can spread that around and let everybody know that.
Hey, we'll spread the word for you, that's for sure.
And you don't realize how saying better than us is not much of a compliment. It's it's like being the tallest short person.
Yeah.
That
is
true. You guys sell yourself too short, though. You guys are outstanding. You do a wonderful show. The knowledge you guys bring to your listeners is second to none.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. We've got 24 years coming up in February. So we've been at this pretty good while here in Chattanooga, trying to spread the good word of NASCAR. But again, thank you for taking time to join us. You guys with MRN Radio, you're getting ready for Champions Week this week.
Yeah, we are. It is in Charlotte, North Carolina this year. In the Crown Ballroom adjacent to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. So for the teams, that's a big deal, because as much as we're all on the road each and every week, flying in rental cars and hotels and restaurants, everybody gets to sleep in their own bed if you live in the Charlotte area, at least. But for those that do not, like myself, we'll be making the trip to Charlotte this coming, I guess, Wednesday and Thursday. Everybody will be coming in. Thursday night we have all the NASCAR touring and regional series and the weekly series championship banquet. And of course, Friday night is the main event with the NASCAR Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and the Craftsman Truck Series.
And I understand that's going to be broadcasted this Sunday, November 24th, on CW. So it'll be on CW Chattanooga here in our viewing area. And that's going to be aired at 3 p.m. And, of course, Friday night, it will be broadcasted live on MRN Radio. Is that correct, Alex?
Normally, yes. Believe it or not, we are taking a page out of the CW book. Okay. We are actually going to do the same thing. We're going to record the show And that way we can come back and make sure we put perfect clips of highlights and things like that in there while people are walking to the stage. When we do it on radio, it's great because there's a lot of people who can't be in front of their TV to watch the banquet. So we still get to bring it to the folks on the radio. So what we're going to do is we're going to record it, come back and put some edit into it and be able to package that up. And it, too, will be Sunday afternoon.
Gotcha. I understand it's going to be, what, possibly bittersweet for you. You're going to be saying so long to your co-host in the MRN radio booth this year?
Yeah, Jeff Striegel has been 27 years, and for the last 5 years, he and I have been in the anchor chairs together, and Jeff's wrapping up his career and hanging his headset up. So, it's bittersweet for sure because as much as we're on the road with each other, we've become like brothers, and it's going to be tough not having him on the road. He and I are travel partners. We always seem to end up in either Atlanta or Detroit or Minneapolis, Minnesota to change planes and go on from there. So, it's going to be bittersweet. It really is. But looking forward to next year. Mike Bagley, our long-term turn announcer, he's moving to the broadcast booth, and it'll be me and myself and Mike Bagley up there. So it'll be good next year.
So the bag man is going to be alongside with you. That should be fun and entertaining.
Yeah. It should be a lot of fun. And with that means it's kind of like a Rubik's Cube. You make one move, then you got to make another move to fill that spot. So a young guy named Tim Catalfamo is going to be filling in that second turn position where Mike Bagley's always been. Tim's been with us now for about 3 years, working 8-10 races a year, and he's ready to go. And he's a young guy. He's eager, and he's ready to move up to be a part of the NASCAR Cup Series broadcast with us here on MRN.
Before we start discussing 2025 NASCAR season, let's reflect on 2024. What would you say was the biggest highlight for you in 2024, or the moment of 2024 that stands out the most to you?
No, there's quite a few of them, and that's a really good question, but boy, it's kind of tough. I mean, when you look at it, it was Martin Truex Jr.'s last season as a full-time driver. He does expect to be in Daytona to run the Daytona 500, so it's not like we're going to be saying goodbye to him forever. But as a regular driver, week in and week out, it's going to be difficult not having Martin Truex Jr. with us every single week. So that's been a highlight, being able to spend time with him throughout the season and just kind of reminisce and having a laugh or two along the way. Obviously, the way the season played out, from William Byron winning the Daytona 500 and Joey Logano winning the championship and everything in between, there's just been a lot of really good things happening this year. And there's going to be big things to come in the future, too. But to your point about this year, so many different drivers were able to get to victory lane. What was it, 16, 17 different drivers able to get to victory lane this year in the Cup Series. Phenomenal racing across the board. We had two of the top five closest finishes in NASCAR history happen this year, including the closest in history at Kansas back in the month of May. The other one was at Atlanta Motor Speedway earlier back in the spring as well. So obviously the racing has just been second to none this year.
Alex Hayden joining us here on Racing Talk Radio. Alex, in every sport, there's always, the guys, you see people go from good to great. And as far as their legacy goes, is that what we saw this year with Joey Logano going from a guy that's, obviously had a heck of a career, maybe started out a little disappointing, but two-time champion. Then now all of a sudden he's rarefied air. He's in three-time, still plenty of racing to go. Did we see, I guess, Joey cement himself in NASCAR lore? I guess I always knew he'd be a Hall of Famer, but it's almost like he kind of announced himself as, first ballot. Or there's only so many guys that can be a three-time champion.
You're right, and I think you're spot on. You win the championship, you win a Daytona 500. In my book, as a voter for the NASCAR Hall of Fame, that's good enough for me. For a lot of folks, is that good enough for first ballot? That's to be determined. You win a second championship, all right, well, that'll get you up there and get you at least half the votes on your first ballot. You win your third championship, you're a standard first bat Hall of Famer. There's no question about that. And I think Joey Logano does so much off the racetrack that a lot of people just don't know about. And I understand there's a lot of folks that love to hate Joey Logano, just like there's a lot of folks that just love to love him. But Joey is such a good person off with his foundation and providing wheelchairs to kids that need them and bringing kids to the racetrack. About every other race, he's going to have kids and underprivileged kids and kids with terminal illness he brings to the racetrack. A lot of people don't know that, and that's because Joey doesn't want a lot of people to know that. He doesn't want people to think he's doing it for the publicity. He's doing it because he truly cares, and he truly wants to make somebody else's day or weekend better. And he does that all the time. And obviously we get to see it because he'll make sure he brings them by and say hello to us, or we just happen to be in the garage and come by and see him over there with some kids and some families and stop by and introduce ourselves. And it really is great that he does a lot of things off the racetrack. But when he puts a helmet on, he becomes somebody totally different. He's a bulldog when the helmet goes on.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Alex, you made comment that there were several things that really stand out to you. There's three that really just hit me head on. Number one is the fact Kyle Larson didn't make it into the final four. Number two would be the fact that Alex Bowman was penalized and didn't make it into the final four, and Joey Logano finds his way making it into the final four and then wins the championship. I mean, yeah. Write a storyline like that. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable.
Agree. And with Kyle Larson, as great as he is and as good as he was, he had every chance like everybody else to try to make it to the championship four and just failed. He didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And are people surprised about that? Maybe. I think there's a big degree of the fact that it is hard to win races. It's hard to win championships in the NASCAR Cup Series. And doesn't matter how great you are, it's still a team effort. And when you have problems on the racetrack, like Kyle has ran into the wall at Homestead three or four times, he kind of did that on his own. Pit crew stumbled a time or two here and there down the playoffs. So that thing is going to happen. You bring up Alex Bowman getting disqualified, should have been on. Well, NASCAR gave them a tremendous benefit of the doubt, allowed them to add fuel like they always do post-race. Run it back through the weights. Well, you're still way too late. All right, go back and see what you can come up with. Like, bring it back through tech. It's still too. He ended up being egregiously too low on weight that NASCAR had no choice. And I know there's a degree of fans out there that just don't get it and think it's not right, and Joey shouldn't have advanced on to the next round because of that. But you know what? That's just what it is. If they were a legal race car on the 48 with Alex Bowman, we wouldn't have this discussion, and Joey Logano wouldn't be the champion. But when you're breaking the rules, and when Jeff Gordon and Hendrick Motorsports vehemently said, we are not going to appeal this penalty, they knew that they were under. And there may be some changes on the 48 team as far as some of the decision makers go on that pit box here in the off season. So I think it was a big enough sting and a big enough problem that it got everybody at the decision-making level of Hendrick Motorsports to really take a good look at that race team. And then for Joey Logano, he ended the season with four wins. Think about that. There's people that say he shouldn't be there, and there's no way he should have even been a playoff driver. He had four wins on the season. I mean, I don't know what else you need for somebody to be crowned a champion. I get that Kyle Larson had a little bit more, but Logano had more than just about everybody else. So he's very much a deserving champion. There's a huge debate right now, and NASCAR has even said they're going back to look at the way we crown a champion. Playoffs are not going anywhere. All right, it's been 20, 21 years since we've been doing this style of determining a champion. So there's some legacy fans out there that are just pounding their fist on the desk saying we need to go back to the regular point system. No, we don't, because we need every race to matter. And in the old point system, in theory, we can have somebody not win a race and be a champion. We can have somebody win one race, a.k.a. Matt Kenseth, when he won his championship, only won one race. Is that really deserving of a champion? So we have this system to put the emphasis on winning races, and we're getting that right now. And love it or hate it, I don't know. It can be debated one way or the other.
As we continue, and I want to look ahead to 2025, Alex, but first, we've got some unfinished business in 2024. We've got the lawsuit with NASCAR and 2311 and Front Row Motorsports. In your opinion, do you think this could possibly be settled before we get to the Daytona 500?
It could be. It absolutely could be. And I do not expect it to be settled in favor of the race teams. And the reason I don't think it will be is because with this new 7-year media rights deal, it's bigger money than the sports ever had for media rights. So NASCAR went to all the teams and giving them a bigger slice of the pie because of that.
And hasn't NASCAR been candid with that amount? Isn't it like 40 or 50%?
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah, they have been. And put it this way, when Roger Penske, one of the captains of industry in the United States of America, not just racing, but in America, when he says, man, that's a really good deal, I'm signing. When Rick Hendrick, Richard Childress, every team says, yeah, that's a good deal, I'm signing this thing. Joe Gibbs did it. Then that tells you something. But when Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan, who have owned a race team for only 4 years, think that NASCAR is not doing business correctly, that's an eyebrow raiser. Why are they doing this? Who knows? And then you think about Bob Jenkins of Front Row Motorsports. He was about to sign it. They have released some emails. They just needed a couple of days to go over the final draft, and they were going to sign it until they were approached by 2311 Racing. And so they have elected to do this. Now, this lawsuit, you say it's unfinished business here in 2024. Right now, it's going to easily move into 2025 because the next hearing on the injunction alone at the earliest is going to be in March of 2025. So NASCAR this past Saturday did come back and tell those teams, Front Row Motorsports and 2311, that they will allow them to run as open cars, because it is in the language that all these race teams are independent contractors that sign the agreements to race under the sanction of the NASCAR banner. And it is in the language that if you bring a lawsuit against the sanctioning body, then you're not eligible to even enter a race until the lawsuit is resolved. NASCAR, in good faith, told those two teams Saturday that we will allow you to still come to the racetrack and try to qualify your way into every race as an open car. So NASCAR is playing fair. I just don't see this ending well for the two race teams.
And the biggest difference in a chartered and unchartered team is the amount of money as far as prize winning. Is that a pretty broad assumption here?
Absolutely, yeah. And when you're a chartered team, you're guaranteed X amount of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And every single race, you can finish last. And if there's two cars that are open cars that finish, say, fifth or sixth, and you can finish last, there's a high probability the last place chartered car is still going to make more than the open car. And that's just because that's part of the agreement. The idea behind the charter is to guarantee all the teams that have them a starting spot in the race. So they don't have to worry about qualifying in. They can sell that to their sponsors and move forward with their business. And in return, they get to come and put on a race for NASCAR. And when you're not a chartered car, you have the right to still compete, but only for a certain amount of slots that are available, and you can qualify your way into the race. So, yeah, and when you get to the season-ending points fund, by car number, and what we call the owner's points, by car number, however you finish in the owner's points at the end of this year is going to base on your percentage of how much payout you get next year, too. So there's a lot riding on this for 2311. This is a heck of a gamble for them to bring this lawsuit up. I spent some time with a very prominent attorney in the sports business world. And when the initial injunction that the judge denied to the race teams and ruled in favor of NASCAR, this attorney told me point blank, 99% of the time, even though they have appealed it, 99% of the time they're going to rule favor the same way. And then the overall lawsuit because of this is probably going to go that way as well. So, again, that's an attorney that isn't privy to every single piece of information, but with their experience with other sports leagues and whatnot, they feel like this is going to be a bad deal for the race teams.
Alex, my final question and first my comment, then my question is, we've got some changes in the schedule. We're going to be moving Homestead to March. We're going to be moving the Darlington Throwback Weekend, which traditionally had been Mother's Day. We're moving it to April. We're making Kansas Speedway in the Mother's Day spot. We're going to be going to Mexico City in June. We've got new TV broadcast partners. All that just to name a portion of what's going to be coming in 2025. When you think about that and anything else that I may have missed, what do you think is going to be the biggest top lead story of 2025 from your perspective?
I think the change. There was a time not too long ago when you think about June 14th weekend, you knew you were probably going to be in Pocono, and then after that you're going to Michigan. Then after that, you're going to New Hampshire. It was the same. Everybody knew it was the same. I love the fact that we're switching things up and moving dates around, giving tracks who have not been in the playoffs an opportunity to be in the playoffs, because there's a lot more attention that gets paid to that. There's a lot more demand for ticket sales. So I think that's a great thing. Now, I think the biggest story, I think what we'll see, obviously the championship race again next year will be in Phoenix. But the move of Homestead is the interesting one to me, because they're going to move the Homestead, obviously, as you pointed out, to March. The Homestead Miami Speedway has filed paperwork with the county government already requesting some extra grants and funds to hold a major championship sporting event towards the end of the calendar year in 2026. So what I think is going to happen is we're going to race in March. We wrap up. The checkered flag flies on that Sunday in March at Homestead. On Monday morning, I think the bulldozers are coming in, and they're going to completely revamp the grandstands, the luxury suites, the infield, just like they've done at Richmond, like they did at Talladega, like they did at Phoenix, and improve all the infrastructure. And you'll have from March of 2025 to, let's call it, November of 2026. What's that, 18 months to get the work done to have championship weekend back in Homestead in 2026.
Wow, that would be some good news, because I always enjoy Homestead being the final championship race, and it just seems like it makes sense to bring it back to the South as we put closure to our NASCAR season.
Yeah, there's very few places in early to mid-November that are nicer than Key Largo, Florida. And Homestead Miami Speedway is only 15 miles from Key Largo. It's right at the end of the mainland. As a matter of fact, the first bridge is only a mile and a half from the racetrack to go over into the Keys.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the racing at Homestead is everything. Phoenix is kind of one of those niche tracks. Teams figure it out. Tires don't wear out there. It's a difficult track to pass on. Homestead, as we saw with a thrilling last lap pass by Reddick on Blaney, and you can look at every race at Homestead, the tires wear out. Strategy from the teams comes into play. When do you come to pit road? Green flags, pit stops, puts a premium on the pit crews. The drivers. To me, Homestead is the perfect mile-and-a-half racetrack to determine a champion. It wouldn't surprise me if we start moving the championship race around. Perhaps Las Vegas will get it soon. Perhaps maybe Atlanta could get it, or Darlington Raceway could be a championship venue someday. I would not be at all surprised if we start hearing announcements like that, maybe in the next few months.
Well, Alex, we certainly appreciate your time and you sharing with us all of your news and information and wisdom and opinions and so on. And we look forward to hearing you again on MRN Radio. And then coming up, as you said at the beginning of our conversation, you guys are going to be broadcasting this Sunday afternoon on MRN Radio, and you get started at what time?
That is going to be at 3 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay. And people can follow you on all the social medias?
Yes, sir, at the Alex Hayden. So I do appreciate it. Sean, Casey, you guys are top class and put on a wonderful show. It's a privilege to be a part of it, not just once, but anytime you guys have me on the show. And I mean that sincerely. And I wish you and all your listeners the happiest of holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. And hit them straight. Enjoy some of that fall golf.
We'll do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
All right. It is time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we will get into some various other topics in the world of NASCAR, as well as a little bit towards the end of the show, which we are headed that way. I will share the Shawnees. We've got that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Think I might love
myself. Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105, our year-end show. That's right, a bit of a recap, getting you ready for 2025, as this is the last show of the season, hence year-end show. So when you tune in next Monday at 6, you know what? Rambin, does he still do the voice track? No. Rambin does the mornings.
No.
Middays.
Rambin is middays.
All right.
And, you know, I want to do a special dedication today.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, you're going to hear music, not us. But yes. Special dedication.
Special dedication to Boner.
Absolutely.
We lost Boner on Thanksgiving Day last year, and you and I have been together doing this show 19, 20 years, something like that, almost 20 years, I believe. It'll be 20 years next June. And Boner was somebody that we were listening to, you know, for, I listen to him nearly every day. I think you listen to him very often. And then he was always on, you know, 30 minutes or 40 when we'd get in the studio and have it tuned and connected to Rock 105. And I miss hearing his voice. So special dedication and memory to Boner Smith.
Randy Boner Smith, one of a kind, still missed, man.
Yeah, for sure.
And always enjoyed my friendship with Boner.
Yep, and be back February 3rd, 2025, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. So mark your calendar, Monday, February 3rd, 2025, coming to you from the Optimize You studio. So we're going to take a couple of months off, take a little break, and then we're going to come back all fired up and ready to talk NASCAR. But in the meantime, we've still got some more to go on today's program. And Casey, I got to share this with you. I caught this on the Kevin Harvick podcast, and I thought, Casey's got to hear about this. The question was posed to Kevin Harvick, or he was talking about the fact that Martin Truex Jr. Obviously has just retired, and in Kevin's opinion, he shouldn't race in 2025. Kevin Harvick says that he would suggest to Martin Truex Jr. not returning to the NASCAR Cup Series for the rest of his days of racing. And he relates that to Jimmie Johnson. He names him. He says, "I hope Martin doesn't come back. Honestly," Harvick candidly admitted, "I think that when we see Jimmie Johnson come back and race, it's not the Jimmie Johnson that we're used to seeing up front and competitive and doing the things that he did. And I hope Martin doesn't come back and race in the Cup Series either. I just hope that he can keep his career intact and the way that everybody thinks about him with the performance that he had over the last several years and being competitive." Johnson or Harvick also pointed out that with Jimmie Johnson, he has came back running in the NASCAR Cup Series the last couple of years. He said the past two seasons in 12 total races, the seven-time champion has recorded five DNFs. His highest finish is 26, which he achieved in the final race of 2024, and he has a combined average finish position of 32.92. Of course,
so
it is planned for
went through
Johnson
that whole thing just so you could continue to justify.
Yeah, I had to prove
your
it to you.
Strange yeah. stance of shaking your fist and telling Jimmie Johnson to get off his lawn.
And I enjoyed every two or three minutes of
I gotta tell you know where Jimmie Johnson is right now?
He's in his mansion enjoying life.
He is polishing off one of his trophies and not giving a you know what about what we think of him. And that's where I want to be. And shame on Kevin Harvick. You know why? No one invited Kevin Harvick to come back and race because, you know, his wife wears the fire suit in the family.
Yes.
There you go. Joe, there's a little Joey Logano drop for you.
Yes, she does. Of course, Alex did bring us up to date on the antitrust lawsuit at 2311 and Front Row Motorsports has with NASCAR. So we're up to date on that. I also talked about the awards banquet coming up this weekend. And again, MRN Radio and CW Chattanooga at 3 p.m. The 2025 NASCAR Cup season will start in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, with the Clash. It's going to be at Bowman Gray Stadium. Going to be moving it from California. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's always good. I like when we do new stuff.
And then the 67th edition of the Daytona 500 will be coming up on February the 16th. I think that'll be a week later in 2026, don't you think?
Well, they keep moving the Super Bowl back.
Yeah, if the NFL makes their changes.
You know, like when they sit around and start coming up with the schedule for the next NASCAR season, somebody has to go, "Hey, call Roger Goodell and see when they're planning on having the Super Bowl, because we can't plan ours until he plans his."
Yeah.
It's like having competing parties.
And, of course, TNT Sports and Amazon Prime just announced today that in the broadcast booth covering the NASCAR Cup Series for 2025 will be Adam Alexander, Steve Letarte, and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
That is pretty cool. Our buddy Adam Alexander, who's joined us on the program many times, is a cool guy to talk to, getting a bit of a bump. He's going to be in charge of Amazon. Well, not in charge of Amazon, but he'll be leading the broadcast coverage. Jason, let me ask you this. So you love watching all sorts of racing. How much does the broadcaster really matter to you? Because we've had this before. Like, it was a big deal when Tom Brady started broadcasting Amazon. They gave him a gajillion dollars or wherever he's at now. Does it really matter? I mean, as a fan that watches it all, are you any more inclined to tune into a race based on who's calling the race?
Oh, yeah. Like,
okay.
Could you imagine corrected. Having like the old school WWE commentators commentate NASCAR? With the big old wreck going crazy.
It would be awesome.
Cool. Exactly. That's my point.
Go, by God, it's Undertaker's music. And then
he broke them in half.
Who is your favorite broadcaster in NASCAR? Do you have a favorite?
I mean, he's not really NASCAR, but I do like Diffy because from all the other racing I watch, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
Are you like Sean and you don't like a guy that's really good at it, but because he has an English accent, Sean doesn't think he belongs? American racing.
I got mixed emotions about him.
No, they're not mixed. You're like, I don't like him. Yeah, he's very good.
As long as Mike Joy is still able to call races, I mean, I'm still always a fan of Mike Joy's. He is the king of the hill.
Boogity boogity, man. There's just something about hearing that. Yeah. The start of a race.
All right, it is time for us to take a break, but we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us in podcast form. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And of course, we are presented by Optimize You, and you can find them online at OptimizeYouCenters.com. All right, we got more NASCAR to come, as well as we'll get into the Shawnee Awards in the final moments of today's broadcast. For Casey Orr, Jason Staney, that's hanging out here with us in the Optimize You studio, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Buckle up and
Hang On with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome in, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. The final few minutes of the 2024 season. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. I'm Casey. He's Sean. We show up each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. And the next time that we'll be showing up on these airwaves, at least me talking about NASCAR. Sean's got like 12 podcasts he's a part of, but me talking NASCAR, Sean, that'll be
February 3rd, 2025. So you know what, it'll be here before you know it.
I'll tell you what, and the older you get, and you've told me this forever because you're quite a bit older.
You know, not quite a bit,
it just goes faster. Yeah. I mean, you know, like you snap your fingers in, my God, I've got a 10-year-old fifth grader right now, and I mean, this time next year, she'll be in middle school. And that then, doesn't make sense.
And then before you know it, she'll be going to her senior high school graduation.
So last night I was messing with her about something, or not for last, and I was messing with her, and she looked at me, she goes, okay, that was a lot. I was like, oh my God, just little sass. So it was funny.
All right, I'm going to rapidly go through the Shawnees since we're about out of time.
That's no fun. Okay.
The best driver of the year, it's got to go to our champion, Joey Logano.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a no-brainer.
I'll give you that one.
The best driver of the year that didn't win the championship, the Shawnee Award goes to Kyle Larson.
Okay.
So, and you can tell me what your thoughts as we go along. Biggest disappointment, the Shawnee Award goes to Denny Hamlin.
Okay. Yes. I was thinking Kyle Busch, because how do you win some races and compete last year, and then this year's just a total dud.
Yeah.
But I think this was Denny Hamlin's year to get it done, and he didn't.
Yeah. The driver that's the most overrated driver, the Shawnee Award goes to Bubba Wallace.
Yeah. Lots of fans, but not a lot of trophies.
The most underrated driver, the Shawnee Award goes to two drivers. I was torn between these two, Chris Buescher and Michael McDowell. I think they're both very talented, and I think
Michael McDowell had a good season. I don't know if I'd call him underrated.
I like their drive and their character, their integrity. So I'm going to give them.
Yeah, integrity is great, but it doesn't make you go faster.
Well, it doesn't, but yeah, it could be evaluated on a lot of different levels. The wife and or girlfriend of the year, she has won every year, Samantha Bush.
She is your 10-time returning winner.
That's right.
Would you care to explain the reason behind that selection?
No, we'll just leave it at
that.
She just
continues to...
We'll just leave it at that.
Because she keeps getting older the way you do.
Yeah,
age is like fine wine.
It sure is. The biggest screw-up, the Shawnee Award goes to Alex Bowman. We have two award winners and Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
Alex Bowman for the situation of not making the Final Four, and then Kyle Busch for finishing 20th in the driver's standings. The next one's a no-brainer. The most popular driver goes to Chase Elliott. And I'm going to give the last Shawnee Award, the best all-around driver, to Martin Truex Jr.
The career, kind of like a career achievement.
The career, I think he's had 34 career wins. He's had 600-and-something starts, I believe. And he's just a cool, good dude.
Jason, you have any issue with any of those picks? Do you have any picks that you would have considered?
I think Kyle Busch, probably the most disappointing.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people.
How many races did he win last year?
Zero.
Three? No, last year?
Oh, the year before? Yeah, three.
Yeah.
Made the playoffs?
Went from three to zero, and then he wins almost how many times again this year? He almost won at Atlanta, almost won at Darlington, almost won at Daytona. So he nearly did it again, but just so short every time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been a great season, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So
it was a good season. Lots of... NASCAR, say what you want about the playoffs, say what you want about a lot of what NASCAR does, but the fact that if you win a race, you get in, and the fact that it has become a little more equitable across all the teams. Mm-hmm. It's not just if you got money and you can test a lot, you're guaranteed in. I think that makes it more exciting. You have a reason to tune in each and every week. We got good racing on all the different kinds. Not every race was great, but you had good racing on all types of tracks.
Yeah.
And I think it gives us, once again, a lot to look forward to in 2025.
Yeah, we've got a whole new lineup of TV partners. We still got our old ones, Fox and NBC. We're bringing TNT into the mix. We're bringing Amazon Prime. It's going to be interesting to see how well the streaming fits into the NASCAR media world with Amazon Prime.
Speaking of video, there's lots of video cameras in the, you know, studios.
In the Optimize U studio.
In the Optimize U studio. I mean, is this something... Do I need to start working on my grays?
Yeah.
Because we may start broadcasting
soon? Yeah,
you
may need to start... Let's figure out if we can get you a sponsorship for Just for Men.
Do I need to go to Optimize U and get optimized?
Oh, yeah, you definitely need that.
Okay.
Yeah, we have 5 video cameras now in the Optimize U studio. So there are big things to come for 2025.
Whoa.
NASCAR's not got anything on us. That's right. We got video cameras, too.
Alex Hayden once said that we did a good job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get the highest... remarks from NASCAR MRN Radio's Alex Hayden. Well, man, it's been another fantastic season of NASCAR, and it's always a pleasure working with you.
Oh, same here, man. I get to hang out with a buddy every Monday and talk about a sport we really like. So it's looking forward to it. Looking forward to some good food, some family, some football, the 3S, and then we'll get back at it after the first of the year.
That's for sure. And Jason, thanks for coming in and hanging out
Jason,
with us.
Yeah, Jason. Jason Staney. Coming out, and we want notes on what we should have done different.
I'll give you your homework.
Team editor.
Jason is Chattanooga's official watching all 3 series NASCAR fan, so it's always good to have you hanging out with us.
Well, thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We want to thank all of you out there for listening and allowing us to be a part of your life. And again, we'll be back February 3rd, 2025 to continue talking NASCAR as we'll be going into our 24th year of talking NASCAR.
Didn't sound right.
24 years, almost approaching 25, and we couldn't have done it without you, all of our great sponsors, and especially Optimize U. And again, support them, OptimizeUCenters.com. For Casey Orr, Jason Staney, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.